This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power 98.7, progressively elevating the conversation. Now we're talking.
It's 1926 on Power Business. We are waiting for our next guest there. We're unpacking the issues of how important it might be for you to plan early if you do plan on exiting your business one day. And exiting means selling it. It also might mean listing it, but all of it important for a business that has some form of growth potential that you would like to take advantage of one day. There's quite a bit of ways actually to ensure that you can exit a business by selling it, by phasing out an exit. You can even look at getting equity partners involved there. But all of it does take some strategizing from the part of the entrepreneur. And most importantly, it also takes making sure that you've got the right people around you there. Now, in South Africa, this can be a bit of a tricky and nuanced conversation because, of course, we know that a lot of SMMEs are birthed from issues of survival. But, you know, even then, it's still good for you to be able to get the right governance and thinking going for a potential exit. Joining us to have that conversation this evening is Michelle Gerati, who's Business Development Head at FNB Business Advisory. Michelle, thank you for your time and good evening.
Good evening. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. I want to speak about the issue of exiting businesses. We know that entrepreneurs often start their businesses, Michelle, as their babies, even as a way to, you know, carry out their passions. But a time may come when an entrepreneur actually may want to or may need to exit.
No, 100%. And you almost want to treat this like the way you would going into a maze. As you go in, you need to be thinking about how you're going to get out, particularly because there are hopefully accumulated profits and a wealth that is built up in the business. If you are wanting to access that for retirement purposes or the next stage in your life, you need to be thinking about what are the mechanisms you're going to use to actually get that money out for investment purposes.
I want to speak about the various strategies that can be considered here when one is thinking of exiting a business, Michelle, and the options that are then available to a business owner.
So there's a couple of options. Probably the most obvious one would be to sell the business. There are two things that you need to consider if you're going to be looking at selling the business. First of all, how do you value the business? And you need to be realistic around that. We can give guidance in that regard in F&D Business Advisory. If you are wanting a more formal approach, we can certainly put you on to professional valuers who can undertake such an exercise for you at a cost. The other thing that is important in selling the business is it set up to be what we refer to loosely as being investor ready? So in other words, all of the information that a potential buyer is going to ask you for, starting with obviously the statutory documents, everything related to the structure of the company, followed closely by the financial information. And to your point, very often people start businesses as being a point of passion, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But then you often have a situation where it's the good baker running the bakery, and the financial environment is very daunting and often not paid sufficient attention to. Again, we can support that. We assist clients with a process where we will stress test the various components, legislative components of the business, and give guidance around what needs to be cleaned up, tightened up, etc., in order to make the business investor ready. So that's selling the business. The other thing, depending on the size of the business, that you can consider is potentially a private equity transaction where you are, as the main shareholder, willing to sell a tranche of shares. Some of the money may be required to stay in the business to fund growth, but there is a possibility that you're going to be able to take a parcel of money out for investment purposes. A staggered exit, again, depending on the size of the business. Can it carry debt where your loan accounts and accumulated wealth can be paid out over a period of time? There are obviously considerations around gearing the company balance sheet and also tax considerations around that. And we can point you in the right direction on that. And then the last one, which probably happens in a lot of cases in South Africa, is where a family, where it's a family business and you're going to have the next generation coming in. That can also have some pain points. And again, we can give you guidance around smoothing the transition, hopefully from one generation to the next. But all of these things do require planning and some thought.
Well, Pasana, unfortunately, we're out of time. That went by pretty quickly. Thank you so much for taking us through this one. And of course, just knowing that, of course, who you partner with in banking, also important in that possible transition. Thank you for your time this evening. That was Michelle Gerati, Business Development Head at F&B Business Advisory.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.